Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Friday, March 8th. A roller coaster week. Markets are awaiting jobs data due out this morning. During regular trading yesterday, all three major indices closed in the green for the second straight session. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ ended at new record highs. The S&P 500 advanced more than 1%, and the NASDAQ climbed more than 1.5%. The Dow added 0.34%. Bill, let's get into Friday. What is happening in the markets this morning?
Hi, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. We're up 0.21. That's 0.2%, which is wild because a minute ago we were down 0.07%. I mean, this is what's going on in the markets. It's fluctuating between gains and losses. Currently, we're up a little over 0.2%. So that's positive. Listen, the key, factor today is this non-farms payroll report that's coming out 1 hour before the market opens. We did hear from Powell yesterday and the ECB. Both were rather dovish in their comments, and that's positive for the markets. Markets are also reacting to a host of earnings that came out last night. But I will say that Biden's State of the Union speech last night, it was really more political in nature. It didn't really deliver any type of catalyst that's going to be creating volatility in the markets this morning. So, really, the focus is on that non-farms payroll coming out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time today. You're looking overseas, and, I'm looking at Europe right now. Now, Europe was trading higher. It has since gone negative. You're looking at the DAX, it's down 34 points or 0.19%, about 0.2%. The FTSE is lower, 45 points or 0.6%. Oil trade getting hit. The CAC index in Paris, this thing's really trading at an all-time high. It's flat this morning. It's down 0.01%. So it's not really a big indicator this morning. You're looking last night in Asia, we saw gains across the board. We're looking at the Nikkei. The Nikkei jumped 90 points or 0.23%. That's very positive. The thing about Japan is their services sector data really did show growth. You're looking at the Hong Kong, it finished higher by 0.76%. In China's Shanghai market closed higher by 0.61%. The main factor for these gains really were the dovish tone from the ECB and Jerome Powell yesterday. But we did see some nice gains in Asia, so I got to be happy about that. We're talking oil. Oil is trading lower. We're looking at WTI is at $78.36 a barrel. Brent is at $82.42 a barrel. The main factor here, oil was trading higher this morning. It was higher. I saw all these, I saw old crude oil trading up, and then it is reverse course, and it's now lower. There was a brief halt to that U.S.-Canada Keystone pipeline this morning, but I think the attention really is on next week's EIA report that's coming out. They're going to have some interesting comments about the world market supply for oil, but right now we're seeing oil ticking lower, and that's really what I have for you in terms of a morning's markets update report, Emily.
And as you mentioned, Bill, all eyes are on that jobs data this morning. But before we get to the full rundown of the economic events, there are some earnings that are worth highlighting. So Bill, give us a rundown of the day's earnings action.
Let's talk about what happened last night. We had Broadcom.com, Broadcom release. That's ticker AVGO, Apple, Victor, Grace, Oscar. These guys delivered a beat of 70 cents, and they did it on higher revenue. That stock is trading lower by 2.84%. I saw trading off when the markets came out. It then was moved higher, and it is now lower again. It's down 2.84%. It doesn't look good. We're looking at Costco, ticker COST, Charlie, Oscar, Sam, Tom. They beat by 30 cents. They did that on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's down a little over 4%. Interesting. They didn't talk about, raising membership fees. And I really think the market was looking for them to discuss that. That would have really put that earnings report into a better light. We're talking Marvell Technologies, ticker MRVL, Michael, Richard, Victor, Larry. They met expectations. They did it on higher revenue. We're looking at Marvell this morning, down 5.95%, not positive. DocuSign, ticker DOCU, David Oscar, Charlie Uncle, they beat by 12 cents on higher revenue. That stock's up 7.92%. And Samsara, that's ticker IOT, Indy Oscar Tom, they beat by a penny. They did that on higher revenue. You look at that stock, it's up over almost 13% this morning. What else do we have? Cup coming Monday morning. We got Legend Bio, ticker LEGN, Larry Edward, Grace Nancy, their EPS is for a loss of 70 cents. Expected move is 10.67%. And then Monday afternoon, you got Vail Mountain Resorts, ticker MTN, Michael Tom, Nancy, their EPS is $6.08. Expected move is 5.84%. You got Casey Stores, that's ticker CASY, Charlie Apple, Sam Yellow, their EPS is $2.20. Expected move 5.62%. And of course, the big one on Monday is Oracle, ticker ORCL, Oscar Richard, Charlie Larry. Their EPS is $1.37, and the expected move is 8.40% when they release Monday afternoon, Emily.
Bill, you did mention IoT in there, and that was the pick of the day yesterday. So by the end of the show, we're going to check in with you on how that went. So stick with us until the end. Now we're going to get to those economic events, the big highlight here, that non-farm payrolls. But Bill, give us a look at everything we should be watching when it comes to economic events.
Sure, we'll do. You know, listen, 8:30 a.m., non-farm payroll report. That's the big one. You know, I mean, it's likely that the U.S. added about 200,000 jobs for February, which is a big decrease from January's jump of 353,000. I think it might come in a little stronger than 200,000, but we'll see. But that's really the key report coming out. Also at 1 p.m., we're going to be having the Baker Hughes rig count figures. They're going to be released. In terms of Fed speak this morning, we're going to be hearing from New York Fed Bank President John Williams. He's going to be speaking at 7 a.m. this morning. So that's what I have for you in terms of economic data coming out today, Emily.
And as if all of that isn't enough to be keeping track of this morning, you're also keeping track of other market moving information, things like guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. You're taking a look at your stocks grouped together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks, all using Newswire, breaking it down into these different types of alerts so you can gather the information you need for the trading day very quickly. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
I'm just kind of looking at a quick data check. You know, I'm showing like 18 stock in the Dow. I'm showing 18 stocks lower, 10 higher, the rest unchanged. You know, that doesn't really point to a positive open. And watching the S&Ps, they just turned negative. We're now down 0.07%. I'm looking at my FANG stocks. You know, it's mixed. Tesla's showing some gains. Meta's higher. Apple's higher, but the rest are lower. We'll see if they're able to hold on to this situation. You know, what else do I see here? You know, drug stocks are showing some weakness. Retail stocks are weak. Semiconductors are mixed. Going to some of the news behind the tape this morning, we're looking at Apple. Apple's going to be questioned by the EU over that Epic Games shutout. Remember, yesterday I mentioned that, you know, the Epic Games is no longer available on their Fortnite is no longer available on the Apple App Store in Europe. Netflix, this is kind of interesting. Netflix is continue to move forward with their intention to stream live sporting events. Apparently they're going to be streaming a live sporting event of Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. I mean, Mike Tyson's really the draw. I mean, he's not what he was in the 80s, but he's still a powerful figure in the heavyweight division. Tesla, I mean, China vehicle sales dropped in February. I mean, they're saying it's due to the price war, but it's really, I think, due to that long holiday they had lasted more than a week. Talking Dow Jones 30 stocks, I want to talk about Disney for a second. Oprah Winfrey is going to be hosting an ABC special on weight loss drugs, and it's going to be held on ABC, which is owned by Disney, so it could be something beneficial for Disney. Boeing, ticker BA, Boeing signed more bonus payments to safety and quality issues rather than financial. United Healthcare, ticker UNH, Uncle Nancy Henry, starting to turn. United Healthcare, no indication of further systems affected by the change in that healthcare cyber attack. Seems to be under control. UNH has got a long way to move higher, so, you know, a lot of room to move higher. Talking guidance news, Guidewire, ticker GWRE, Grace William, Richard Edward, they see Q3 revenue. $228 million to $234 million. Street estimates at $235.01 million. That's not good. Broadcom, ticker AVGO, reports Q1. I believe they raised guidance. DocuSign, ticker DOCU, David Oscar Charlie Uncle. They see Q1 revenue $704 million to $708 million. Street estimate was 700.06. That's an uptick. MongoDB, that's ticker MDB, Michael David Boy, they see Q1 adjusted EPS 34 cents to 39 cents. The street estimate was 62 cents. Ooh, that's a big downtick. Tons of shareholders, moon meetings, Harpoon Therapeutics, ticker HARP, Henry Apple, Richard Paul, they're having a shareholders meeting today at 11:30 a.m. In terms of buyback news, Marvel Technologies, ticker MRVL, Michael Richard, Victor Larry, they announced a 3 billion share stock repurchasing plan. Medtronic, ticker MDT, Michael David, Tom, their board authorized a $5 billion for share repurchasing. Let's talk catalyst costs. Centennial One, ticker S, S is in Sam. They were placed on a catalyst watch list by JP Morgan ahead of earnings next week. That's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to end this week?
I'm going to go with Centennial One, ticker S as in Sam. You know, earnings are out Wednesday, so we're a little early, but I think we're going to start to see a rise in the stock price. I mean, the EPS is calling for a loss of four pennies. Expected move here on this stock is 16.88% when they do release. Look at yesterday's call volume, 7,074 calls traded versus 2,887 puts. That's positive. It's almost, that's more than 2-to-1. We're looking at call open interest, 127,774 versus 57,829. That's more than 2-to-1 as well. Major brokers are positive on the stock. You saw what JP Morgan just called it, a catalyst call, and then the other brokers are raising price targets on it as well. And, you know, honestly, you know, I read last quarter's earnings report. You know, the CEO was very positive, and he is talking about, and he did raise guidance last quarter. So, you know, that's positive. In terms of entry price, I want to get in around 27, you know, 27, 25, 27, somewhere around there. I'm hoping I'll be able to pull that up. But I do think that this stock is, you know, ready for a good move. And, you know, so I'm very excited about Centennial One, ticker S is in Sam, Emily.
Ticker S it today, Bill. And coming up, we're going to do a recap on yesterday's pick of the day, as I promised, so stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current break in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Throwing something on in Costco, CFO says the company's not prepared to announce a membership fee increase. Ticker PODD, Paul Oscar, David, Omnipod 5 automated insulin delivery system was superior to pump therapy in a trial. Archer Daniels Midland, ticker ADM, FBI agents delivered grand jury subpoenas to current and former employees of grain trader Archer Daniels Midland this week. Yeah, they're going after them hard. Baidu, ticker BIDU, Baidu launches China's first 24/7 robo-taxi service. Lilly, ticker LLY, stock's trading lower after FDA decides to delay their decision on the Alzheimer's drug. U.S. military to resume Osprey flights after grounding over a deadly crash, and it kind of with Boeing. Capri Holdings, EU regulators will decide by April 15th whether to clear Coach's parent, Tapestry, $8.5 billion acquisition of Michael Kors, owner of Capri Holdings. Chinese companies Hunway Technologies and Semiconductor Manufacturing Corp. Urge U.S. technologies to produce advanced chips in China in 2023. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into Friday trading, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Samsara, ticker IOT. They did report earnings after the bell yesterday. They reported adjusted earnings of 4 cents a share that was above their forecasts and ahead of the analyst estimates of 3 cents a share. They did report a revenue of $276.3 million. That was up 48% ahead of their guidance range and above Wall Street consensus of $258.3 million. That was a good report there, Bill, that came out after the bell yesterday. After that, there was a big bump in the stock. How did your call work out?
It worked out fantastic. I mean, listen, the stock opened up at $34, and you know, initially it actually fell down to $33.05, and now my target price was $33.50, and you know, so I was right in the middle, which was positive because you know it did open 34, dropped to 33.05, but it you know it rallied at the end of the day and closed at 34.36, so that was even above the opening price, which was very positive. You know, and then you look after earnings, this stock jumped stock jumped, you know, 23% after earnings. I mean, this morning it's already hit $40.50. Right now it's at 39.10. And yesterday, you know, it opened up at 34. So yeah, that was a big beat. Stock's up 14% right now. So IoT, Samsara was a winner yesterday. Very happy. Very happy, Emily.
A nice win there, Bill. And we will check in with you Monday about today's Sentinel One pick of the day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here Monday and each weekday morning next week at Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.